From 1923 onwards, she released over 100 blues recordings, some of which she written herself. By the mid-1920s, the woman born Gertrude Pridgett in Georgia was a fully-fledged recording star, being paid around $2,000 a week. Think about that. A black woman being paid $2,000 a week in the 20s. Before then, it had been tough for black and white women to work in any profession, with female entertainers regarded as little more than prostitutes. But with the advent of Rainey and the recording industry, slowly it became acceptable for women to make as much of a song and dance as their male counterparts. Long before B-boys in the Bronx were bouncing chains off their chests, Rainey was touring the country with a mouthful of gold teeth and a big-ass chain decorated with $20 gold pieces. Rainey was a major league player, covering herself in gems, fancy headbands, feathers, and furs. As her one-time manager, Thomas A. Dorsey, said, "When she started singing, the gold in her teeth would sparkle. She was in the spotlight. She possessed listeners. They swayed, they rocked, they moaned and groaned as they felt the blues with her." Rainey toured the country in an old tour bus with her band, including female pianist Lovie Austin, and later on the likes of jazz legend Louis Armstrong. She would arrive on stage through a giant replica gramophone. The woman knew how to put on a show. She sang about promiscuity and heartbreak, about working hard and playing hard, and occasionally, as in 1928's Prove It On Me, she alluded to her rumored lesbianism.